What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is episode number 2 of the Trucks Only podcast. We've got the one and only Chris Sullivan. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Thomas. Thank you.
Yes. Chris, I know you're a busy, busy man. I've been excited about, you know, getting you in here so we could chat about everything in the automobile industry, you know, what Trucks Only is doing internally, and different things about this. I thought it would be cool for the people that are listening to start off with, you know, talking a little bit about your family, the Sullivan family, Trucks Only, and kind of, you know, how it all started, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a third generation Sullivan in the car business. My grandfather actually was instrumental in starting one of the first auto auctions here in Phoenix in the early 50s.
Early 50s.
Wow. Yeah. And that kind of grew to a service facility down in South Phoenix. And my dad grew up wrenching on cars, working in the service facility. And in the early 70s, my dad and his brother Jimbo actually got into the wholesale business. So they would go to auto auctions and buy cars and maybe do a couple repairs or fix-ups on them and then resell the cars to other dealers. And
sure,
they would end up out on a dealer lot.
Yeah.
Around the early 90s, the Trucks Only concept came into form. And that was kind of the first Sullivan family venture into what would be considered the retail car business, with having an actual retail sales lot and everything. So, you know, as the years have gone on, our business has kind of evolved and changed to being much more retail centric, mm-hmm, as opposed to the wholesale dealer to dealer side, which is still a part of our business that is continues today, but obviously is much more centered on the retail aspect and having the Trucks Only concept. You know, we kind of are proud that we were one of, if not the first, trucks specific concepts. A lot of guys have come into the market since, and you know, that was really
come
something.
And gone, some of them.
Some of them have come and gone. Yeah, we're still here.
Yes,
knock on wood. We'll be here a little bit longer. You know, we were really the first ones in the Phoenix market that had a trucks specific concept. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our business has evolved and changed and grown, and you know, continues to be up to today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, that's pretty inspiring, kind of, you know, grassroots start from where your dad is and how he's built it, and then to what you're doing and your family's kind of continuing that. And I'm sure you'll pass that down to your kids. I know I've heard you talk a little bit about that.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, one thing is, you know, from a family standpoint, I want my kids to do what they want to do. And if one or both of them find their way into the business, so be it. If they want to go be doctors or lawyers or save the world in some other way, that'll be just fine too.
Yeah, that's awesome. That makes a lot of sense. Well, that's cool. I appreciate you sharing that backstory. And you talked a little bit about, you know, the growth of the business and Trucks Only, et cetera. I mean, I think we're all right to talk about, we're announcing a new location, correct? Can you, you know, tell our viewers a little bit about that? And then maybe the thought behind why you did it and why we're doing it as a company.
Sure, yeah. So we are expanding. We're really excited about adding a new location in Tucson. It's a market that we've never been in before, but we have been advertising in that market for the better part of the last year. And what we've found is there's a pretty significant portion of their population, mm-hmm, that travels to the valley to buy their vehicles.
Right.
And the prevailing sentiment on that seems to be that they feel there's a better value, maybe because of the competition, you know, that they can get a better deal coming up here to the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some of the dealers in Tucson are known for being pretty firm on pricing and keeping margins and prices high. And so Rather than necessarily having them have to come to the Valley, we thought maybe we'd bring the Valley to them and offer some of the benefits that we can provide as far as our resources and bringing them down to Tucson. A lot of things fell into place from our standpoint. We have a manager that drives up to the Valley every day from Tucson.
Shout out to Danny.
And so we have somebody that's there, that's a trusted, valued employee that we can put in right away and know that they're familiar with our processes, our systems, and the morals and ethics of how we want to do business.
Yeah.
And it just all kind of fell together at the right time. That's really all it boils down to.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm really excited as well. And you touched on it a little bit about, you know, pricing and the deal at the dealership and at other dealerships. You know, we're not going to go into, I guess, any, you know, other competitive dealerships, but I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, our fair pricing and what we give to the consumer as the price that they're going to pay compared to other dealerships, because it does come up a lot, you know, and we have a, as you know, a huge, you know, social media presence and Instagram and Facebook. And I think, you know, at face value, a customer could be given a number at another dealership, then they actually come in and sit down and figure out there's another, you know, $3,000 to $10,000 depending on where they're at, if the vehicle's lifted, etc. Can you, you know, talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think it's one of the most important things that's happening in the industry as a whole, which is transparent pricing and what you're really going to pay once you go in and try and buy a car. And as you said, not naming names, we're not here to, you know, slander our competition or anything, but there's other places both on the used side and new car dealers that, quite frankly, the price they advertise is not the price they're going to sell you the car for. And if you you know, if you see a price that we've advertised, you're going to buy the vehicle the way it sits for that price, as opposed to other places that you might get upcharged for different things that you really don't want to buy. You might not have the lift wheel and tire package that's included in the pricing. You might find out later that that's going to be an extra added price from what it was advertised. So, you know, we've tried to be consistent and transparent in what we do as far as knowing that if we advertise a price, that you can actually come in and buy it for that price.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I know we've, you know, had customers that came and went to other places and, you know, got all the way to the actual finance department, sat down thinking that they were going to be paying, you know, a certain amount for the vehicle, to find out the lift, wheel, and tire package wasn't even included. So in some cases was up to like $10,000 more. So that's, I mean, that's a huge value here at Trucks Only.
Well, and it also presents challenges from our standpoint, because a lot of times when those same customers are comparing us to comparing others, you know, our price may look higher than theirs, but they're not factoring in the extras and added, you know, add-ons that are going to come when they do get into finance.
Sure.
You know, what it really takes to actually buy the car. And, you know, we feel strongly that once you really figure out what the actual deal you're going to get is, that our pricing is very competitive and it is transparent. And as a total of the deal, whether it be your financing, your trade value, all of those things collectively, we feel that our deal is going to be as competitive, if not much more competitive, than others will be once it all washes out.
Right. And then on top of that, something we haven't even talked about is the lifetime engine warranty we have. So I'm not going to go too much into that, but that's just another added value. I wanted to maybe have one of the service guys or you know, somebody that in that area actually come and talk a little bit about that. But I don't know if you want to touch on that a little bit. Or
well, it's been something that we've had, you know, going on 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people, the first thing they ask is, you know, is it legitimate? Do you really
get something? I see that a lot.
And I can assure you, based on the number of engines from customers that have owned their trucks for 5 years, 10 years, even longer sometimes, and it's very much legitimate. You have to, you know, obviously adhere to the terms of the warranty,
well, sure,
just like any other product.
Which is what in a general kind of like, or making sure your oil's maintained.
Obviously your recommended standard maintenance stuff, you know, as far as your oil changes and everything. You know, the other thing is if there's other repairs that are needed, you can't ignore those repairs. You obviously have to stay up on your maintenance, just like you would do, you know, if you're taking care of your car and you plan to keep it a while, you know, when something happens, you're going to take care of it. You can't be, you know, have a blatant disregard for maintenance on the vehicle. But quite frankly, the claims that get approved oftentimes, you know, as long as you can just show some oil change receipts and that you've done basic general maintenance, it's covered 9 out of 10 times.
Wow, that's cool. That's really impressive. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that part. And one thing I want to talk about too a little bit is, you know, kind of the impact of COVID and how it affected the automotive industry and us in general, as far as, you know, the manufacturers being closed and kind of how it affected inventory for a while and pricing, et cetera.
Well, I think anybody that's alive can tell you this is the most interesting time in the car business. Certainly in the almost 25 years that I've been doing it, and those that have been doing it a lot longer than I have, it's been a completely unique and changed world the past 6, 7, 8 months. Quite a bit different than back in March, what we thought it was gonna be.
Sure.
We really thought that we were in for a extremely tough stretch of business where we were gonna have to do some assessments of our own business and look at making hard decisions, whether they be from you know, personnel, employment standpoints, or you know, vendors, advertisers, all the costs and expenses involved with running the business. And it looked, it was gonna be that way to start out with. When things really came to pass, we were facing a real challenging time, and then all of a sudden it did a complete 180 on us. And so what happened was, obviously the manufacturers, they shut down, so new cars were not being built. Sales increased at a very dramatic pace, which created shortages in the inventory supply chains. Sales were very, very strong and continue to be strong. What we found, particularly in our business, is a lot of people have reassessed how they're going to vacation going forward.
Sure.
A lot of people have bought, you know, travel trailers, toys, boats, all the things that you need a truck to pull. So with those purchases came a truck to do that with, and that's really been a benefit to us. In that, you know, we ran into shortages, but we have a lot of supply chains, a lot of contacts, a lot of relationships that have been built over many years, where we continue to be able to get trucks and have them available and still have them be available at a reasonable price. And so it's been different.
Yeah, it has, but good. It has, and it's been rewarding to, you know, see some of those stories of families that have came in and got their dream truck and were able to, you know, transition from taking those longer vacations or going on a cruise and you know, getting a camper or getting a, you know, a side by side or something where they needed it to be, you know, towed by one of our trucks. So yeah, we've had some really good stories on how that, so we've definitely been able to spin that positive. But kind of, you know, talking a little bit more on that note, I felt like as a business, you know, we were set up internally to be able to handle that with our efforts in digital and kind of, you know, the online retail space. I know, you know, face-to-face with the customers, you know, always the best route and most important, et cetera. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, what we're doing here at Trucks Only as far as, you know, technology and being able to bring new experiences to our consumers.
So, yeah, I mean, the sales process has changed. It changed even quite a bit longer before even COVID happened, but I think COVID accelerated it, particularly for other dealers that maybe weren't set up for it. I think we had done a good job, and a lot of it to your credit and your efforts. But you know, the way that people buy cars today couldn't be more different than it was when I got in the business originally. You know, it used to be that, you know, you tried to give the customer as little information before they came down as possible.
Right.
And these days, we're fully transparent,
yeah.
and that's long before they ever step in the dealership, if they step in the dealership
right.
at all. Many, many people are buying cars and never stepping inside the dealership. So, you know, we're trying to evolve with cultural changes, with societal changes, to make the process as easy and painless as possible. I think that's the one thing that I continue to hear all the time, is how easy it was,
yeah.
how people were really expecting a fight and to have to grind it out and spend
yeah.
4 or 5 hours to
yeah.
buy a vehicle. That is a process that can be done in a fraction of that amount of time.
Yeah.
Whether it be digitally and online, or whether that be in person. But again, you know, having the tools that we have, whether they be on the website, with our internet team that can do a lot of the legwork over the phone, by text, by email, however the customer prefers to do it.
Yeah.
And really get a real assessment of their deal and what it's going to cost them to make this happen.
Yeah.
Without ever having to, you know, come in the dealership, even as far as, you know, paperwork and finalizing the deal, taking delivery, shipping, all of those types of things. So, you know, and specifically going back to your original question, which was the COVID aspect, is,
yeah.
That's really just, you know, accelerated the whole
Absolutely.
Thing as far as more and more people doing things that way. But we've been doing that way for
yeah.
a while, so we were prepared and able to adjust and satisfy those needs rapidly and quickly because we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and I agree 100%. Well, we really appreciate you being here.
Well, I know you're all done with me already.
I know you're
gotta go back to work now.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. but I mean, it's been a pleasure. We appreciate you taking the time. I know you're super busy, and we're excited for the future and what we can bring to the customer. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you for what you do, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.